is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran. I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise clip shows and Hallmark Christmas movies.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Boy, you know you've made it when you did the clip show.
That's exactly right.
You remember watching Friends?
Oh, I do.
And you thought it was going to be a new one. They're all just sitting around and they just cue clips the whole time.
I do remember that. But here's the difference between them and us. We're making it perfectly clear up front. Clip show.
They tried to trick you.
We're not trying to trick you.
Not here.
But I think you're going to like it. So for the next 2 weeks, we've split it up because it's a lot.
Doozy.
It's a lot. Today, we're going to take a journey back to our very first year. Because I don't know if you guys know this, but next week is our two-year anniversary of doing this podcast.
Unreal.
One thing we didn't get to do last year around this time was do a best of compilation.
Did we have a best of?
We did like the best of episodes. We kind of on the top five.
Yeah, that was almost like that was more of a trick, I feel like, to get to a million listens.
Yeah, it didn't work. Yeah. But it was close. Yeah. But in all honesty, thought maybe people might want to hear the top five because some people come in after the season, maybe don't binge.
I actually am excited to listen to this. I've not listened yet, but you got to put it all together.
Yes. So here's what we have. This week, we're going to go back to our very first year, June 30th, 2018 to June 30th of 2019.
Wow.
And we're going to listen to the best of moments from year one. And then next week, we're going to do it all over again, year two. And
there's been a lot of great moments.
There's been so many good moments.
It's almost like when you're just with your buds hanging out, watching a movie, it's like good moments just transpire.
You're so right. Guys, are you ready to dive into this?
I'm ready. Let's
Here's how it's going to work. We're going to hear what episode these clips are from. You'll hear some clips, and then you'll get an introduction to the next episode, and so on and so forth
for
the next 9 hours. Are you guys ready to go?
Let's do it.
These first batch of clips are from Rocky Mountain Christmas, June 30th, 2018.
Hi, I'm Brandon, and I love Hallmark movies.
I'm Daniel, and I like Hallmark movies.
And I'm Daniel, and I despise Hallmark movies. And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Welcome to the first ever Deck the Hallmark podcast with your three best friends.
And they put the tree up. He has said no trees, and he comes in, and you think he's going to get like fiery. And instead,
I thought that was going to be the drama.
He gets a little fiery.
And instead, he says,
"What's this tree doing in my living room?"
But then he said, "We treat our guests well." And then he says, "You're not the first guy to try to sell me the same horse twice."
Right. Which I did.
But
have
then
questions
he lets
about.
Him put the tree up and decorate it. Like
so,
Uncle Roy clearly is still pro Christmas.
But
there
I do.
No,
I,
yes.
No. I have a question after
he's
that statement.
He's just stinging from Aunt or Aunt Beth's death.
Has he bought the same horse twice?
I'm going to go based off of that. Yes.
And I think that's why his ranch is failing.
Right. He's a pushover.
It's because he only has two horses out there.
Right.
So but he keeps buying them again twice. And again.
So many he's times paying for four horses, but he only has two.
And calling it a ranch is a stretch. Right. It's a barn, two horses, a house. I don't know.
I do think
stipulations of a ranch.
We need to point out that there are some things in the distance that we're not privy to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sarah is in the lobby of the hotel she's decorated in.
Yes.
And her friend at work, her classic work friend, is telling her how good of a job she did.
Yes.
And her friend walks off, and Sarah's, I think, bummed, kind of this melancholy but happy, you know. And her friend does a turnaround and comes back, and I'm not making this up, walks up to her and goes, just a heads up, Big Boss Man Jeffries or whatever his name is, is at your 12 o'clock. And then Big Boss Man Jeffries or whatever his name is walks from behind her. Now, I don't like either she doesn't know how to work a clock.
No.
Or she's never used the 12 o'clock phrase.
Here's the thing.
12 o'clock is in front of
her. She was at her 12 o'clock, Sarah's 6 o'clock. So was it information?
But
it was a misinformation.
At your 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I think that's true.
You never say someone's at your – that's where you're looking already.
I understand.
And so
I think
I know it's a small thing. But I'm in the movie and she says – Big Boss Man Jeffries is coming. Hey, you're 12 o'clock. And then she comes from behind her, and I'm like, somebody doesn't know how to tell time. And this person is in charge of a hotel.
Christopher Palaha, Rocky Mountain Christmas, July 6, 2018.
I want to remind you of something that Daniel said about your movie. And he said that it was a dog turd. And I would like to give you time to rebuttal that and to try to persuade him that he's wrong, that Rocky Mountain Christmas is not a dog turd, because it's not.
Oh. I mean, Daniel. Danny Dan.
This is surreal.
What do you do? I mean, what do you do with that? Like, how do you say, no, it's not a dog turd? If you think it's a dog turd. When we filmed, you know, it's funny. When we filmed Rocky Mountain Christmas, we actually had a bunch of scenes where we were on horses and we were riding. There was actually some really beautiful footage that did not make it in the...
I was about to say, I didn't see much on horseback.
No, in fact, the only guy, and he fought for it because he's Treat Williams, who, by the way, is a stud. You want a podcast about stories with actors?
Oh.
I've got a ton of stories. This guy blows me out of the water. He has stories about driving through Cuba with Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken,
where
he's the only guy who knows how to change the tire that's gone flat. Like, he flies a plane...
Christopher Walken not knowing how to change a tire is a SNL skit right now.
I don't know. Is it a nut? Is it the rim? What? Yeah. It's flat. It should be not flat. Like, yeah, exactly.
That's perfect.
There's three more. Can't we still drive on the three that are good?
That's fantastic. I love it.
Switched for Christmas, July 21st, 2018.
This is how I think I got it. So Tom and Kate meets in the short window of time that he's there.
Yes. When did they establish he was there?
When at some point we know that they met and planned to go skating that night.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. And he shows up to skate and Kate could not make it to the skating.
She had a prior engagement.
Yes. She had a prior engagement. So
correct.
She, in her excitement of meeting Tom, says, Tom, I'll meet you at the skating rink. And then later she's like, oh no. And she says, Chris, just go for me. And like get to know him, and
Chris
and then
drops
come
the ball and makes
me.
Out with.
So, yes, that's exactly
and so
right.
Then my next question is: so basically, Kate goes, Chris, I really love this guy.
Yeah.
I can't make it. Can you just show up and put on a good face and maybe not make out with any guys while you're there? And Chris,
what was she hoping would happen between Chris and Tom?
Cannot keep her desires in check,
right.
And just goes, nope. Got to do the kissy face.
That Chris Dixon, let me tell you.
She is just a rapscallion, just an absolute woman of the night.
And
like
and
she can't, you mean to tell me she cannot just meet Tom Kinder and say, hello, nice to meet you, I'll see you another time, and call it a day and go make out with whoever she wants to. She can't even do that for her sister, if the rest of this is accurate.
That would make sense why Kate and Chris aren't hanging out.
This is a way, remember, this is important. This is a combo, too.
But it's important to note that Tom showed up early, right? Tom showed up early. So Chris had plans with the man.
If you're doing the switcheroo, you can't be like, well, we'll make out until it's... He's supposed to be here at 8, so let's make out until 7:59.
But what if she already had plans? She already had the plans.
But she said she'd do a solid for Kate.
I know. But what I'm saying is Kate says, hey, can you just go for me? And she's probably like, yeah, I can go. I'm already going to be. I already got to be there because I'm making out with.
It wasn't a fiasco because they switched. It was a fiasco because she just.
It was a fiasco because Chris couldn't stop. It was a fiasco because Chris isn't a good sister.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
The Tom Kinder Fiasco Explained, featuring Randy Carter, July 26, 2018.
Originally in the film, there were flashbacks to the Tom Kinder fiasco. And in fact, if you look up Switch for Christmas IMDb, you'll see actors, including real twins, and somebody credited as teenage Tom and the teenage twins, and they had real twins playing them.
Huh.
Yeah. And so all was explained in the flat, and I'll go through exactly what the Tom Kinder fiasco is. But they felt like the forward momentum of the story sort of just died whenever we cut to these flashbacks. And so they wanted them taken out. It's years ago, however many years ago it's supposed to be. Kate meets Tom at an ice skating rink.
Can I pause you right there? Is Tom in town? Like, because Tom's from California. Is he just
Tom's
visiting?
Tom's in town because his dad's in town on business.
Got it. Okay.
He doesn't live in town. He's just visiting.
Good.
So here's what happens. They meet. It's love at first sight. They skate all night. They fall in love. Tom tells her, oh, you know, I'm going back. I think. To Los Angeles. I can't remember exactly where we're supposed to be from because I'm leaving town like in a couple of days. And she says, well, tomorrow night is the big Winter Carnival or whatever it was, you know, can you come and we'll skate some more and we can hang out at the Winter Carnival. It'll be like our last date. And he says, I'll be there. Okay. So then later Kate foolishly realizes, oh, she has to work like a booth at the carnival. She's already agreed to work a booth at the carnival and she has to work there all night long. So she goes to her sister, Chris, and says, can you take my place at the booth? Even though Kate's the only one apparently qualified to work this booth. She's like, we'll do the switcheroo. You'll work the booth and I can go, you know, hang out with this guy who I just met, but I've fallen in love with. And Chris is like, okay, yeah, I'll switch with you. It'll be fine. So Chris is then leaving the ice skating rink portion to go to her booth and she's talking to her boyfriend. And Tom shows up early and sees Chris, because he doesn't know that she has a twin. He thinks it's Kate, sees Chris kiss her boyfriend goodbye and thinks it's the girl he fell in love with yesterday kissing some other guy. So off he goes and then Kate shows up for the date and Tom never shows up. Oh. Cut to 15 years later, the Tom Kinder fiasco.
Love at Sea, August 17th, 2018.
Yeah. When we get to Christmas time and our podcast takes off.
Takes off, rocket ship.
Come January, we're going to be faced with the decision. Do we keep reviewing these movies on a regular basis or do we wait until next Christmas? So, and I'm telling you what's going to happen.
What's going
to
happen?
We're going to keep reviewing these movies.
We would have to have just an overwhelming response from people that listen for me to do this year round. I love hanging out with you, Brandon.
Hey.
And I love talking about a good movie or a good bad movie. But at some point, the dam's going to break.
Uh-huh. The dam's going to break.
The dam is going to break. Now,
Pearl in Paradise, August 20th, 2018.
Do we have another call?
I think we have one more call.
Book it.
All right. Here we go.
And I really loved the acting. I just thought the acting was kind of brilliant in general. But especially that one guy, Chris, however you say his last name. I don't even know how you say it. But, and what was cool about it was like, it was almost like being in Fiji, you know? Like the movie took me to Fiji. I mean, literally the movie took me to Fiji. I filmed it in Fiji. Anyway, Chris Plaha, calling you guys from Orlando. Just want to say, you know, hey, shout out. Peace.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, of course Chris. He called in. I will say this, one of the nicest guys, if you ever get a chance to talk to him, one of the nicest guys in the world, and was willing to come on our podcast after we did our first episode, and then he calls the old hot take line.
Now, Chris, are you there?
Is that Dan being nice?
Oh, my goodness. Right, time out. Chris is on the show.
Wait,
right now?
What?
He didn't.
It's because I've got nothing else to do, Dan.
I mean, Brandon fooled us.
It's okay. It's a brand trickery.
The Christmas Train, August 23rd, 2018.
My wait, what is? I don't think the bartender knows what alcohol is or what it does. And so stay with me. The first time he goes, I'm going to make you a Grinch, have one, and then basically, like, you're going to be wasted for life, I think, is the, like, you're going to be like, you're going to wish, you're going to think it's Christmas every day.
Which, by the way,
what he says.
He says that to get ordered.
Yeah. Tom, I ordered two Grinches.
Tom and Danny Glover are just like, count me in.
I don't want to order this
one
train.
Drink. I'm going to be drunk. The two guys are supposed to be paying attention to what's happening on the train. I don't want to know.
The director of this play and the guy being set up. And then later with the fake married couple, he's like, something about like a whizzy candy cane or something. It'll make you kiss the one you love. Alcohol doesn't do that. But then, like, when it comes to hot chocolate, like, he knows all the tricks of the trade. He's charging extra for whipped cream. He's putting an extra candy cane.
That is a great
one. I will say this.
Whipped cream's on the house. Got that.
Guys. Crown for Christmas, August 31st, 2018. This stew has magical...
You're going to love what this is, by the way.
This stew has magical powers. It transcends cultural, racial, socioeconomic lines. It can just meld hearts and minds together. We should be pouring bowls of this stew at the United Nations, at the White House. Like, I want to know more about it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Mulligan stew is a dish said to have been prepared by American hobos in camps in the early 1900s. Oh. Hold on. Another variation of Mulligan stew is called community stew. It's a stew that's put together by several homeless people.
So
okay, that is a what the Hallmark. That is a,
so how do the great people of Wiltshire just like
the line should have been what do you know about like Mulligan's stew, Fergus?
Oh my goodness, just like Mom used to make when we were hobos in Wiltshire.
Season for Love, September 7th, 2018.
Auxiliary means like providing supplementary or extra support. That's what that means. So I'm confused at what the like I'm just confused.
Well, all the men are dying.
That's right. So they have to provide. And so I want to know Red Rock's history with that as well. Those two are my big what the Hallmarks.
So could we create a Hallmark mystery movie
about the women's auxiliary group killing all the men
in Red Rock, Texas?
I mean, sold and sold.
Season for death.
Now, Ruth, we have had this idea.
Wow, that got a big laugh there.
Love and Design, September 21st, 2018.
And I think that Hallmark has three giant, like, wheels, and they just spin one wheel, and it's just like Home and Garden Show, Design Show, food Show, Adventure or something. Yeah. And then they spin another wheel, and it's a relationship wheel. It's like same job, hate each other,
right.
Competing this, old high school sweethearts, blah, blah, blah. And then the third wheel is all smiley face emojis, and they spin it anyway. and that's how they make a movie.
Okay.
Or a segment, or when they're actually dancing to their song on the pergola.
I thought that's what you were going to go with.
You would think I was going to go with that, but then YOLO Sparrow. And here's why. For me...
I saw YOLO Sparrow in concert. They were amazing.
YOLO Sparrow.
The most wonderful time of the year, September 28th, 2018.
I get what you're saying, but to Amber's point, I mean, we've just met this guy, and he's borderline homeless with no identification except for a passport that we don't know is real. Sure, he looks like Michael Pena meets Viggo Mortensen with the voice of Sean Mullins, but it doesn't mean that he's trustworthy. And I think that a kid...
I'm going to need you to slow it down a little bit.
I'm sorry. Who is he? Michael Pena, and that reference, does anybody remember Sean Mullins? He sang the song Everything's Gonna Be All Right, but he talked the verses.
Can you do it for me?
It's kind of like Nashville with a tang.
I got it now.
That guy had his voice, but he was a combination of Michael Pena and Viggo Mortensen, at least in my mind.
Truly, Madly, Sweetly, October 5th, 2018.
Full disclosure, I like fall time more than I think Christmas, which is, I love fall time.
We're going to have to edit a lot of this out because no.
Do you like fall,
more
fall
than time? Christmas. Season of fall between October, November, that month, leading up to Christmas. This whole time is just wonderful.
I like the fall colors. Do you like the fall? Foliage. Do you like the foliage of fall more than you like Thanksgiving to Christmas?
There's no way the answer is yes. It can't be.
The foliage here in Greenville is not that. It's not worth saying yes.
But I love the pumpkin spice lattes.
But then you get the peppermint mochas. It's a one for one there. Oh. Gosh, I love peppermint mochas. Guys, tune back in next week. One person is going to get to win a Skype date with Dan. You guys get to drink peppermint mochas.
We did not.
This is happening.
None of that was discussed.
Yeah, it's going to be a 5-hour Skype session.
No.
What Dave Not Ramsey comes on the movie and helps them budget appropriately so that they can get
breaks out the envelopes
and he helps them, and that would be a fun movie.
Okay,
to watch.
Let's do this right now. If you guys out there get the hashtag Dave does deck the Hallmark.
Oh my!
If you
goodness.
Get it trending on Twitter,
I think Rams will come on.
We will pay him whatever he wants in his. Yeah. Podcast on
we'll pay board. Off all of his unsecured debt.
Dude, I'm what if it came out that he was just reckless? I did it for the flyer miles. They always get me. They're like, just get these points. Just get these points.
Oh my gosh.
The Christmas card, October 12th, 2018.
Faith and Cody are in the church together, and they're making eyes at one another the entire time. And he stared at her.
While they're singing the carols.
While they're singing the carols. Let me tell you, when I was a kid growing up in church, and there was that cute girl in church,
I made eyes like during the singing. I'm you know, I should have been worshiping the Lord, but there were times where I was checking out
but
the girl.
Did you turn back and like shrug like you didn't know how to sing? Like it was this weird, like she keeps turning and like her shoulders keep
she
going
was doing
up.
A weird jig.
It was like a weird like a sheepish smile and a shrug, like I'm sorry I'm in front of you and singing. It but was a very weird bit.
Look, I thought it was cute. Okay?
I rewound it. I was like, what is she trying to portray here?
It got me. Okay? It got me. Hey, it reminded of those early days of flirting while trying to worship the Lord.
Ooh, those were the days.
The difference, though, is that there was no girl giving you eyes back.
That's true. It was just me staring awkwardly.
Still less tone deaf than this film. Somehow. Dottie is Faith. We didn't mention that.
Right,
they call Faith Dottie because they have a dot system
count
for counting wood, which could easily just be, there are this many blocks. All you have to do is go, I counted, and there's this many.
I still don't understand. So if it's five dots, it's a full block?
Well, you got to add an extra one. So you make five, and then when you cross it through to make a block, it's actually six. From what I understood.
Yeah, but
something to do with the size of them. All I know is this.
What makes a not...
It was the least efficient counting system of wood that you could possibly come up with.
I just want to know the. I just want to know the origin story.
I would love to hear if somebody could explain the dot system.
How are we going
to
count all these?
I got an idea. We make five, six.
You know what? That's the best. You take the rest of the day off. Pass that down to the
What if we said there's five? No, that's six. What is that?
It was very confusing.
Oh, my goodness.
You would have been better with an abacus.
What? And there might be people out there who haven't seen the movie and are like, what are they talking about? We don't know. We don't know. We are unsure of the dot system.
It would have made a lot more sense to have a four-year-old and a crayon writing a number down. Here. There's 300 wood blocks. That would have been made more sense than the dot system.
Falling for You, October 19th, 2018.
What you're thinking of is the boom mic.
That mic is camera like in size.
It is camera like in size, and I can see why you would think that is a boom mic.
I'm glad you pulled that up on your phone, though. You were right. I was wrong.
Thank you.
I have no problem.
We took it to the tape, and the tape doesn't lie.
Took it to the tape, and the tape don't lie.
Took it to the tape, and the tape don't lie.
Took it to the tape, and the tape don't lie.
Christmas at Pemberley Manor, October 29th, 2018.
It is our first
real episode.
Mm. Where we are reviewing a movie that came out yesterday.
Wow.
This is amazing. This feels great.
Unbelievable.
We have, can I set the scene?
Please
set
do.
The scene, Bran.
We have Hallmark Channel on right now behind us so that we can kind of look over and just get a little Mary Cherry.
Okay.
And we've got some homemade hot chocolate
we
and
have
mugs,
that.
All three of us.
And
have
I will say
mugs.
That this hot cocoa is delightful.
Yeah, it's exceptional.
My sweet wife.
Yeah. And with marshmallows.
She said I'm going to bed. I said, no, you're not.
you're not gonna edit that out, are you?
No.
Okay.
I love you. All I want is the marshmallows at the bottom of my cup, and I just can't get
I got plenty
them.
Right here. Plenty of mallows. You want some of those?
No, I they all sunk.
Yeah.
I drank the whole drink.
This is great. This is great stuff.
You guys can see it. This.
Yep. So, did you get them?
They're coming.
Okay. Just slowly but surely. There they go.
Wow.
Thank goodness.
Was it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Joy, November 8th, 2018.
Some of you are listening to this after watching us on Good Morning America.
Hi.
Hey.
Now, that's a sentence that I and
never
thought that I would have said.
Thought
and
that
yet here
I would
I
say.
Am. How are you guys?
In a post-Good Morning America world.
Wow.
We did it.
Yes.
I hope you like what you saw.
I hope you like
glad
it.
You're here.
I think you looked great.
Thank you. I thought you looked
And we are super excited to welcome our guest today, Michael Strahan. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well.
That's not Michael Strahan.
I don't
Strahan.
Even know if we can, you know,
God
put
bless
that
him.
On the air.
God bless him.
Yeah. That Ben drives all the way up to Washington, D.C., puts on his tux for the gala, goes in to the gala, sees Joy talking, looks around, and all the servers have the same tux that he has on, which is a classic black tie event tux, nothing wrong with it.
And it looks great.
One of them goes, hey, we got to go get champagne from the back. Like, all the servers are wearing this tux. And he goes, oh, gosh darn it, I can't fit in. He rips the tie off, and he goes back. He's like, I did it again. I wore the server's tux.
I never know what to do in the big city. No one ever tells me. I always do the opposite of what I should do.
He's in his nicest tux, and it's like, yeah, that's what people are wearing. It is perfectly – he looks just like everyone else at that party.
Yep.
And one guy's like, hey, you're a server, right? And he's like, I ruined it.
Road to Christmas, November 9th, 2018.
Chad Michael Murray just feels he may as well be in a surfing film. Like he's in a different world.
There was a couple of
No. There's a
hang loose, bro.
Yeah, there's a couple what's up?
I'll just refer you to Danica McKellar and Andrew Walker.
Now Danica McKellar is an chemistry. Irish Danica McKellar lookalike. Danica McKellar. The whole McKellar family. Is
don't trust them.
No, I wouldn't. Wouldn't trust swindlers. It was a very weird way to try and paint Chad Michael Murray's character out to be a good guy. So many things you could have done, and instead he's like, I don't really like my brothers, but I sent him a box of food.
Some people spend money to sponsor a kid through compassion in Africa. That's right. I'm going to sponsor my brother.
Can you imagine, like, Sarah McLachlan in the arms of... Hi, I'm Danny. Derek and David live comfortable lives. But wouldn't you know it? They need non-perishables. Could you send them just one canned good? Could you give them 27 cents this day? One time? Derek and David are like, Danny, what are you doing?
Even just peanut butter. Even just peanut butter will do.
That's right.
That's right.
That's the ultimate way what for me. That is just unreal.
Marrying Father Christmas, November 10th, 2018.
There's a pastor in the film who tends to be the go-to actor of a certain type for Hallmark. And he was in the other movie I watched that evening, Road to Christmas. And he does like counseling with him, and it's kind of this weird bit. But at the wedding, they're doing this vows the whole time. He's performing the ceremony. And like, I have some relatives that are pastors, and like, I've seen a lot of wedding ceremonies performed. And he goes, Ian and such have these vows they've written for you. And he walks off. He legitimately just leaves.
My job's here is done.
It's Christmas Day. Yeah. They made him come in on Christmas Day.
I hope they pay him and send him well for that.
My man is like, all right, I feel like I'm good here. I don't want to hear your vows. It says to exit stage right.
I'll take your word for it.
He walks. All he has to do is stand still.
Yeah, you're married already.
That's right. I mean, his premarital wasn't really all that intense.
No, it was not. It was.
Hey, you guys love each other?
Yeah. Do you chop wood? Okay, we're good.
It's Christmas Eve. November 12th, 2018.
Justin, you said that gloves bother you.
I want to hear a little bit more about that.
So,
could
you
kind of
give us your thesis on that?
I get claustrophobic so easily.
My hands especially. Hands, like,
my hands are warm, but they're also screaming, like, why? And, like,
that's my favorite moment on our podcast so far. My hands are screaming, like, why? I love it.
And I can't control it, you know. My hands, they have a mind of their own.
They do.
That sounds a lot worse than I'm going to do.
Justin, I wouldn't advertise that, bud. I wouldn't advertise it.
That's actually the name of Leanne Rimes' new single.
Oh, my God.
The hands have a mind of their own.
Christmas in Love, November 15th, 2018.
First of all, they said that a Kringle, when you make them, could be, and I want to get this right, as small as a pizza... No. Bigger than a pizza, smaller than an airplane tire. That was the sizing. Now, I get it that pizzas can be any size. We've all had the bagel bites. And so I get the small Kringles. I get it. But an airplane tire, that's a big tire. I don't know if you've ever seen an airplane tire, but there is not an oven. There's not a fryer that makes a Kringle that big.
Maybe it's like a perspective thing, like an airplane tire when we look up at it in the sky. Like, it's a perspective.
So basically the same size as a bagel bite is what you're
saying.
Same
size. It's one size fits all.
Yeah, that did not make any sense to me at all.
I'm curious as to how corporate has never thought. Do you know how we can make money all year? We make Kringles all year instead of just for 1 month.
Say, Steve, these iPods are really doing well in December. What do you think we expand these bad boys? Well, you do have a good idea. In this particular reenactment, Steve Jobs is played by Foghorn Leghorn. Well, I say, let's make some iPods.
A Veterans Christmas, November 16th, 2018.
Here's the deal. In one of the scenes, he asks her, when they first meet, Joe and Grace, he looks at her and he says, so are you a vet? And she goes, or a veterinarian, actually uses the full term. And she goes, no, yes, I'm a veteran. I want to point out that that's a very simple answer.
No. There's a veterinarian and a veteran.
Yeah. One is not the same as
the
other.
They are not the same.
She was literally struggling. She's like, well, kind of, pretty much. And I want to point out that, no, you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a Marine.
Next year, there will be a movie called A Veterinarian's Christmas.
A Vet's Christmas.
A Vet's Christmas.
Yeah. I just feel like we're treading on really dangerous waters, and I can't make it any clearer. Like, I love this country.
I think all Panda's saying is church services across the country today ask veterans to stand. And if you're a veterinarian, you don't stand.
They're not the same thing. I just want to point that out.
No, they're not the same. But if you fought for our country and you want to call yourself a vet, you call yourself a vet. Let's just make it clear.
But I want to point out, he doesn't ask her that. He asks her, are you a veterinarian?
She is confused by that question. It's a great wait, what? It really is. I want to know who the dog trainer was for Justice, because they did too good of a job. Grace is really into Justice.
Yes.
Like, oh, just such a good dog. Like, really doing the full bit. And Justice is standing at attention and staring in the distance like he wants nothing to do with Grace. And Grace is supposed to have trained dogs for a living, and she is really trying to love on the dog, and Justice is like, I gotta stare at my master or I don't get to treat.
You can cut me all you want, but I'm not showing
you. I got a job to do. I gotta get that biscuit. You can pet me, but I'm gonna get the biscuit. Don't distract me with everything. I'm getting the biscuit.
I do love this love, but I love that biscuit.
Christmas at Graceland, November 20th, 2018.
Look, I do think that Kelly Pickler treated the script like Ron Burgundy treats a teleprompter. If it was not on there, she did not read it.
Yes.
I really like... This is a movie where Kelly Pickler's character sings Silent Night four different times, and on the third time she asks for help with the words. That all happens in the movie. And I'm sorry. Like, I don't know how to get around that. And she was asking her daughter. Her daughter was like, you need help with the words, Mama? Like, it's kind of a fun bit. But still, she, of all the songs to sing for her big performance, she sings Silent Night four different times. And also, she's a character that grew up singing in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And when her mama died, she said, you know what? I got to go become an investment banker. I don't know what else to do. I'm quitting the singing life, and I'm going to go work for a big wig bank in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. Return to Christmas Creek, November 21st, 2018.
It's time for presents. Oi, presents.
He looked around and said, I've brought you my presents.
Ooh, which one? Ooh,
I'm going to go with a T.
I'm going to go with an S.
It was, what?
Presents with an S.
No. They both have S's in them, you with dummy. ENCE presents.
Hey, you found the workaround, buddy.
Here's the thing.
Go with the one with the P.
You would have been right had you known how to spell both presents. So, this is what Uncle Harry says. Word for word, stay with me. I know I've not always dealt with things in the right way. I've said a lot of things that I'm proud of.
No, he did not.
He did. Go look it up. I've said a lot of things that I'm proud of.
No, he didn't.
That's what he said. Go look it up. I would love to be wrong because I was just like,
You rewind it?
I rewound it three times. I've said a lot of things that I'm proud of. Her mom's Danish? Like, I'm confused. Dutch? What is it? It's Danish. The Netherlands are Dutch. Denmark's Danish.
Yeah. Danish is right? A food.
It's a food. Homonym alert.
Okay. What Danish are you referring to?
I got it. And then I looked at Marv and I said, hand me that Danish.
Ooh, the one with the H. The one with the H.
You got me there.
Yeah, it was.
It was actually a tiny Danish person.
It was a Danish story.
I apologize to all the Danes out there, especially anyone listening.
Especially the great ones.
All right, which Danes are we talking about?
And I said, yeah, I brought the Dane over and said, who's a good boy?
I'm going with the person.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. have gone off the rails here. Just a hair.
Christmas in Evergreen. Letters to Santa, November 22nd, 2018.
Guys, I feel really assaulted right now. Insulted. That's the word I wanted
you,
to use.
We're not assaulting you. That's no. for sure.
No, insult. I feel offended.
I feel assaulted by how insulted I feel. Mm,
they sound more similar than you would think.
That's right. It's time for...
No. Those are no, it wasn't. Don't cheapen it, okay? If there's a homonym, we'll do the game. But there isn't one yet.
A God wink Christmas. November 23rd, 2018.
I felt like God was winking at me to turn this movie off on a number of occasions. This movie should be called A God Winks Christmas, Rich People Problems.
Reunited at Christmas, November 26th, 2018.
D-E-C-K-Y, Saturday night. Hey,
wow.
That's still Decky.
Decky.
What you guys don't know is I tried to do that for the opening and Dan said, record it again. And so I'm going to make it. Yeah. What I want to do is I want to do S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Not so D-E-C-K-T-H-E Hallmark.
Where did you go with H-E?
T-H-E.
T-H-E. Okay. Well, it doesn't work, but welcome into another edition.
Spelling has never been my strong suit and you know that. Yeah. And you exploited it.
We did it 1,000 by Thanksgiving.
That's exactly
we
right.
We did it, except somehow Apple emailed us and they couldn't put guys, 400 or so of our.
We lost 400 of them. We don't know where they
if
went.
You could help us out and get those 400 back for us and get us up to 1,000.
We got Johnny
that'd be
iTunes on the line. Johnny, how are you?
Hey, what's up? I'm Johnny iTunes.
What happened to the 400?
You know, they got lost on a truck somewhere.
That's not how reviews work.
Yeah, it is. I'm reviewing you 1 star.
Thank you, Johnny. It is time for today's...
Have your pet spayed and neutered.
I thought that the plot was really interesting and divergent from what we've seen before, because it's not...
Divergent? You mean it diverged?
No, divergent from what we've seen before. Mm. I'm standing by that.
Okay.
Don't you critique
guys,
me.
Are you... What Kate are the Winslet? Divergent? What are you the... What
insurgent?
Are, the are you...
Ronafar.
Are you a... Are you a tiger or are you a
pterodactyl?
Pterodactyl. Me too. What's your tattoo?
Rim shot.
Panda?
I don't know the Divergent series.
I just said three
we
words.
Don't either.
I thought you knew.
No.
You could have said anything.
I said Ronafor. That's not a thing.
But that could have been. I saw the movie. I don't remember anything in it.
It was terrible.
It was not great.
God welcome to Divergent Talk.
That's actually going to be what we do after Deck the Hallmark.
We've been talking about doing a Patreon, and the Patreon is going to be devoted to the Divergent series. We're going to watch Divergent every week for a year.
Oh, no. No. I'd rather watch Hallmark movies.
What? How much? How much?
How much money?
Yeah.
I'd have to pay six. I get paid six figures a year to watch
Guys,
Divergent.
Guys, make it happen. Yeah.
If you pay me $100,000 a year, I'll watch Divergent every week.
No, every day.
Oh, good gosh. I think I'm out.
I can't do that.
I think I'm out.
I literally can't do
no,
that.
No.
So, anyway, I really like the story.
5 days a week.
Insurgent's in there, too, though.
And Resurgent. What about and Assurance?
And insurance.
What about astringent?
So you like it. Good.
At the end of this movie, how many times in a row do they say Merry Christmas?
It's five.
Five? Brandon, what's your guess? How many times in a row do they say Merry Christmas?
Let's go with a seven.
Okay. What if I told you it was 11?
What?
It's 11.
They say Merry Christmas
they
11.
They say Merry Christmas 11 times in a row to finish this movie. Literally, it's like everybody in the Walton family saying goodnight to each other. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry
You're
Christmas.
You're not doing 11 times.
11 times.
There's no way.
You can look it up. It's 11 times.
Read a book.
I counted, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Like, I thought it, like, I was so tired. I watched these out of order. It was like 1:30 in the morning, and I was like, did they just say Merry Christmas for 30 straight seconds? And then it just ends. There are screenwriters going, how do we end this movie? What if we have them say Merry Christmas? Not enough. They got to do it more than once. What about, I don't know, half dozen times?
Nah.
Let's go with 12. Back it up a little, Gary.
Okay, let's play this out.
It's a baker's dozen.
So people can understand. Merry Christmas.
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 That was 11. They do that in the actual movie, and after we finish recording, you can look it up. It's a thing that happened. I can't believe it. And somehow, that was an actual ending to an actual movie. This thing is a piece of celluloid that should never be seen by anyone ever again. It's a dumpster fire. I hated it.
Christmas at the Palace, November 26th, 2018.
I love underline, hyphen. Asterisk.
There's no hyphen. Movie. There's no, you cannot.
L-O hyphen.
I love
it.
I
love
it.
I love this movie.
Pride, Prejudice, and Mistletoe. November 27th, 2018.
Since we're all piggybacking, or piggyback, I believe is what you said, and I don't know what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm not a big pig guy.
I'm a piggyback. I don't like all the backs.
I'm going to pick what she said and continue it.
On the back of it.
On the back.
That's right.
Makes more sense than piggyback.
Look.
Christmas Everlasting, November 28th, 2018.
Lucy finds a trunk full of quilts with a tag on all those quilts that say...
They all say my Eve.
The tag that says it is pronounced for Maeve. Yeah.
Whose Eve is it? It's my Eve.
I don't usually use the word elegiac when I think of Hallmark.
Wow.
But this one left me empty and sad, like all good Christmas movies should.
That's right. That's right.
We found the one person who's more pretentious with his words than Dan.
How dare you? How dare you? Jonathan Shapiro and I are starting our own podcast
where you just say big words.
Called Big Words with John and Dan. It's going to take off. Clear your calendar, Jonathan. Tell Billy Bob Thornton you have to put that on hiatus. I love that there's not only a friend quilting club, but also they have a rules. Like, you know, the first rule of friend quilting club is you have to finish it in the house you started it in. Like, that's what we're going to ride or die by. You cannot take that quilt. So help me. You take that quilt out of that house. You see what happens.
Which we actually thought was a great idea for our quilting group, guys.
That's right. And we don't talk about the quilting group.
You know, so first rule of quilting club.
That's right. You don't talk about it. That's so right.
Just forget what we just said.
That's right.
Doesn't just exist.
Take it out and post.
Mum's
the word on the quilting
That's
group.
That's it. Dan?
Christmas at Honeysuckle Lane, November 29th, 2018.
First thing that made me go, wait, what, was just the brother in general.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
his whole way of life was just he was so emotional and so uneven and so like, I can't believe that you would do this without asking, but then he does something crazy,
and
like selling the house.
He's holding things.
Yes. they go down on Christmas morning, and he's like in the fetal position holding a gift that he's wrapping. And I'm like, what is with this?
Is he a sleepwalker?
I don't know.
He's holding plates of cookies.
He's a weird guy.
He's holding gifts.
He's like Linus, but less likable.
Oh my gosh.
I just was not a fan.
I kind of wanted it to fall apart just for. I just wanted to be like, they left you nothing in the will. We're selling the house. Your wife's leaving you. Like, I just wanted it to just be like, sorry, dude. You're bad.
Whoa. He was not a great kid.
A Shoe Addict's Christmas, November 30th, 2018.
Mrs. Fulton, that owns the store, which is Fulton's, I guess, is what we're calling it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Get off your high horse, lady. Look, I have no problem with you wanting to plan a very upscale gala. But if you're going to plan an upscale gala, maybe don't hire a fireman and a human resources manager. either hire someone and plan a big uppity deal, or have your human resource manager and the fireman break out the snow machine from the attic. Like, those are your two options, okay?
Mingle All the Way, December 3rd, 2018.
If there's a scene that gave me or elicited any sort of feeling on the Richter scale, it's going to be...
The old Richter scale.
The feels Richter scale.
The old 6.2 on the Richter scale of feels. It's a feel quake. Good gosh. Pick any other type of scale for the love of everything.
I don't know that many scales
up there. Just the feel scale.
B-flat scale. Feel scale. On the feel scale, this gave me like a 2.2.
Okay.
And it's when she falls off the ladder into his arms.
Mm.
It was cute.
It's a classic bit there.
The feel scale like follows the same like number.
On a 1 to 10. It's a 1 to 10.
Okay, so it's not like a hurricane category.
No, there's not a category.
That's and the Richter scale doesn't go up to 10, does it?
It does.
Okay.
I believe.
It's a feel scale. Everybody just gets all wound up and it's there's a 5.
What? Feels cane.
Feels
like a hurricane. I'm not good at this.
Okay. Just stop.
How about a feels NATO?
That sounds like
EF4.
That sounds like it's inappropriate. A feels NATO.
Emotional feels 4.
Christmas Wonderland, December 4th, 2018.
If you could be in the car with any three musicians, who would it be?
Bonnie Raitt. Bonnie Tyler. Bonnie Jenkins. Now, you don't know Bonnie Jenkins, but she is in a Hoobastank folk cover band, and she's wonderful. Probably the best of the three Bonnies. I would definitely have the three Bonnies.
What would a Hoobastank album for Christmas be called?
It'd be called Stank Your Own Christmas. That's what it'd be called. I don't think it would fit them well.
There are some people that are dream guests for me in this podcast. One is Dave. What's his name?
Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey. And the second is Hoobastank.
The whole band.
If they come out with Stank Your Own Christmas, we have to have them on.
Oh, absolutely.
Once Upon a Christmas Miracle, December 6th, 2018.
So I have an alternate title of this movie, and if we have to take it out, that's fine. We'll just see how the night goes. Christmas Delivered.
Oh God. That's bad.
Christmas Delivered. Could have been watching It's a Wonderful Life.
Guys, I don't know what to tell you.
Just skip the Polar Express twice. That's all you got to do.
No.
Hot chocolate.
Oh my gosh. That movie's fantastic.
It is fantastically awful.
You're fantastically.
We can talk more about this at another juncture.
Not only does he hate Hallmark movies, he doesn't like the Polar Express. This guy's Satan in a black shirt.
Calm down over there. I love Christmas movies that are well made. The Polar Express just isn't one of them.
Wow.
Oof. It's getting cold.
Love you.
It's Santa. before we dive into our wait, what?
Last Vermont Christmas, December 10th, 2018.
Next, Lane, the real estate mogul /, I guess, pseudo-villain of the film. Early in the movie, she looks at Nash dead in the eyes and goes, "Do I look like a donut person to you?"
Right.
Yes, Lane, you do.
Because you're a human being.
Because you're a human being.
From Danica McKellar and Andrew Walker.
Everybody loves donuts. No exceptions. Don't even give me that garbage, Lane.
Hope at Christmas, December 12th, 2018.
Another thing that I once did with a Christmas tree is we came home and we realized we had our Christmas tree was too big.
So
for whatever reason, instead of cutting from the bottom, because the top was hitting the
roof.
You
didn't cut the top.
The top was hitting the roof. The top off.
What a rookie move.
And I was
move.
Like, well, that was really dumb.
It was not your best.
And I say I like Christmas. I don't even know how to cut a tree. Well, Panda?
Never make asparagus for me.
I can promise you.
Asparagus burn.
That really got me.
We have all the jokes.
We do.
Someone somewhere is going to be like, "I would never thought I'd hear an asparagus joke."
And got him.
We got him.
I'm on the bingo cards.
Dave Ramsey loves a good asparagus joke.
It's got a produce envelope.
The little girl is, how old are we saying she is in this film?
I'm going to go 9 or 10.
She asks at one point, "What is a gingerbread house competition?"
No.
And at some point, you just have to look and say, like, "What's wrong with you?"
What word did we lose her on? That's my question. was it from the beginning?
I don't know.
Ginger?
Wait a minute.
All right, you threw bread in the mix. Now I'm confused.
And like, now there's a house. What do you do?
Is it a loaf of gingers? Where's the competition in this? I don't understand.
Are only redheads allowed?
Oh, man.
Start over.
let me get my whiteboard out.
Diagram it out. She then proceeds to build a mansion.
Yes, she does. Yeah.
And wins the competition.
She's a savant.
Know.
She's a gingerbread house.
She's like,
savant.
House.
That's right.
I only know one.
That's right.
Man.
That's right.
I love that.
Homegrown Christmas, December 17th, 2018.
I would like to know more maybe about this principal. Now, this principal is one of my favorite humans in the world because he goes up there and he's like, he sounds like the guy who does the cha-cha slide. Yeah, it's right. Time to get funky. He's like, it's time to talk about.
Let me get all the adults on the floor. Cha-cha real smooth.
What up? He was my favorite.
The line, there are no mistakes, only decisions.
Yeah.
Oof. No.
I didn't quite understand that. It really had trouble wrapping my head around it. So almost like
I don't think
that's
a real thing. Isn't a bad decision a mistake?
I feel
it's
like
a decision.
I feel like mistakes and decisions can both exist independently of one another.
If my son were to put his hand on a hot burner, I wouldn't say that was a decision.
That was a decision.
Say, buddy, that was a mistake.
That was a mistake.
That was a mistake.
Yeah. Let's not do that decision again. This movie was a decision. If I've ever seen one.
I love it.
Memories of Christmas, December 18th, 2018.
My kids, who are 2.5, had hot cocoa for the first time during the snow day.
No. Oh, really?
And it was awesome. They loved it.
Yes.
And then one of my twins, he believed that that hot chocolate would, like, he was trying to find different ways to get more hot chocolate.
Right.
And so one of them was like, he hurt himself or he'd get sick. He would be like, oh, mama, boo boo, I need a hot chocolate drink. he would literally like fall on purpose and bang his head and he'd be like, oh, my head.
He would legitimately hurt himself.
Yeah, I need a hot chocolate drink. And we're like, no, that's not how that works.
Can I say this? One of the best parts of being an adult, like, it finally dawns on you in your early 20s, yeah, is when you can get whatever you want. Yeah. Whenever you want it, and no, I doubled up on Hot Pockets. I'd eat a whole box at one time.
That's right.
That too. Now, who's going to stop me?
We wouldn't recommend that under any circumstance.
It was actually, I lied. Yeah. It was a lean pocket.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely wouldn't recommend that.
Lean pocket.
Oh my gosh. What is your problem?
Lean pocket's so bad they didn't even worry about the jingle. They're like, let's stick with the Hot Pocket jingle.
My gosh.
And just like,
it's like going to CeCe's Pizza and eating the salad bar with the ranch dressing.
Welcome to Christmas, December 19th, 2018.
For $30, you can get a year subscription to Canada Mag.
Canada Mag.
Canada Mag.
Now,
so,
I don't want to talk bad about the Canadians.
No, you should.
But if you have $30, movies, unless you are a Canada-file.
Which most of us are.
I mean, come on. Yeah. Between the fur trade and the barren wasteland of winter, I mean, there's a lot there.
I will say that when I subscribe to Canada Mag, they have a great discount on mooses going on.
Yeah, but that's Canadian dollars, which is still more expensive.
You're right.
And so it's not
they price themselves out for me. There was a buy one, get one.
I do want to make sure it's moose. It's not mooses.
Nope, it's meese.
No, meese, mooses, no.
Do you remember the mayor of Toronto from a few years ago?
Oh, he was snorting the cocaine.
He was great.
Yeah, he was. This is a weird bit.
You can read about him at Toronto Mag.
It's Canada Mag, or you
what
can
did
give,
I say? Toronto Mag.
You said Canada Mag and Toronto Mag. Yeah,
well, they're the sister publications.
Is it like a Southern Living, Country Living
it
thing?
It is.
How about
it
just
is.
Donate to American Leprosy Missions instead?
Just drives me absolutely crazy in Hallmark films when parents cut their kids off in the middle of a really heartfelt conversation. They're like, "Time to go to bed."
It
happens all the time, but this dad is the king of it.
Yeah.
He's just, they're in the middle of something deep. The daughter's opening up. He's like, oh, man, go to bed.
That's right.
It
happened in Christmas at Graceland.
Yes.
She comes out, wants to play the piano with Kelly Pickler, and she's like, sweetie, go to bed. and then at Christmas Joy or Hope at Christmas, one of the bookstore, and she's like, mommy, it's Christmas break. Can I stay up and read? And she's like, no.
I think we're all praying each night that we can go through our whole lives without having a real conversation with our kids. And so the minute my son comes to try to talk to him, he's like, hey, you're ruining a good thing. You're ruining a good thing.
If Hallmark taught me anything, it's don't take your car to the mechanic and don't let your kids tell you anything.
Yeah, just don't.
Yeah, for sure.
We're still living by. Exactly.
Time for me to come home for Christmas, December 20th, 2018.
Guys, I'm going to go all in guns blazing. It's the last scene of this movie, which is the dumbest movie scene in a Hallmark film this year.
Let me get my violin. Go for it.
Guys, they're pulling instruments out of nowhere. I mean, they're just, it's like Freddy comes down with the drum.
Fiddle guy wasn't there before.
He wasn't. He just shows up out of nowhere.
That is easily.
I thought that was a Southern thing, too.
My favorite part of this movie. Oh, you guys, your families doesn't have a fiddle player that comes on Thanksgiving, on Christmas Day?
We keep them locked away.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. See, I just thought every house in the South had a fiddle.
How did they all know the lyrics to the song?
No.
He literally just wrote it.
There are so many things about that scene, but the fiddle player takes the cake from me.
Wait, you guys didn't watch the deleted scene?
No, we missed
There's
it.
There's a deleted scene where he emails a sound memo to everybody.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, yeah. I know they're showing that I haven't written this song yet, but you're going to all know it.
Trust me. Yeah. We're all going to choreograph it perfectly.
I like the sister who was like, I'm convinced she does not know how to play guitar, but there was one sitting there, she's like, I'm going to try now.
I actually think the deleted scene is him calling his buddy the fiddle player, and he's like, Johnny, listen, I don't know what I got, but I got something, and you need to be there for it. Just be ready.
It's Christmas Day, man.
Be ready.
Get there.
This is more important. Be ready.
And then he has to hide. The fiddle player's hiding in the closet the whole time.
He's like, this is my moment. That was a weird scene. First of all, I want to know more about the banker, because apparently the taste of the candy determines the loan. And I want to know how he's still in business. But it does explain why he's a little bit hefty. I want to know about these. I want to know about these jam making machines. the jam making machines that are just the devil that make jam. The machines make the jam. How do they do it? But I'm in to find out. I think Heath's mom is making brisket and pink applesauce, and I want to know how many times they throw up while they eat that meal. Well, the last one was the violin player. I don't need any problem on that one. So let's just tamp out of the bank owner for a second, who literally is like, I don't want to support you with any of our money. That's pretty good. Those are my one of the hallmarks.
Entertaining Christmas, December 21st, 2018.
The Panda Kringles.
Kringles.
That's not my last name.
What if it was?
The Panda's not your first name. So, hi, Panda. Panda Kringles. Nice to meet you. The whole Kringles family. Good
there
people.
Is a, okay. If we raise $500,000 for the American Leprosy Bishops, we will all change our last name to Kringles.
Wait a minute.
Collectively.
That is incorrect.
We will change one of our three names to Kringles, and it has to be this December. $500,000?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, how much money am I getting if I have to change my name?
You're not getting in. It's nonprofit, Dan. What do you think that means?
Oh, we said for American Leprosy. Sorry.
We'll talk about the specifics. Let's keep.
Oh, if we raise $500,000 for us, $500,000 divided by three, how much am I getting? No. This is for charity, if you can believe it.
And I have to change my name to Kringles?
One of your names.
You don't have to do your last name.
You can even keep your name if you want.
That's right. You can add it. It could be a hyphen.
It could be.
How long do I have to keep it for?
Right. Forever? It's a legal thing.
Like my first name's Daniel. Like I could be Daniel Kringles.
How many people do you go around and say your middle name to? Like, it's never going to come up.
That's right. I'm Daniel Kringles Thompson. Nice to meet you. Yeah.
I would wear that as a badge of honor.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Northern Lights of Christmas, December 22nd, 2018.
And I want a little something like this. Zoe is a pilot who just inherited an old reindeer ranch. So she hops on a plane, because that's what you do when you're a pilot, to go check out the ranch one last time before she puts it on the market.
Yeah, the black market. Black market reindeer. Tough to come by, just ask.
Johnny, I think that
you? Don't have any reindeer on the truck.
We then meet Alec. He's the current ranch hand. He's rough around the edges, and he rides a motorcycle in winter in Alaska. What more do you need to know? He's not super happy about her selling the place because that's where he lives and whatnot. he's like, Gus, the guy, wouldn't want you to sell it to just some rando. And she's like, he would want me to because he wants me to buy a plane. So he threatens to leave, which is bad because she doesn't know the first thing about running a reindeer ranch. So she asked him to stick around to try to find the right buyer. Plus, she'll give him 10% of the sale, so obviously he stays. So, the first couple comes, and they look at the place, but they have boats and stuff, so no go. So weird things keep happening. One of the reindeer keeps getting out and ends up at the airport. Could it be that they're flying? I hope so.
I've got bad news.
Spoiler alert.
Super pumped. Super pumped. I wrote it, and I was so confident. I was like, they're going to fly. The reindeer... We're actually flying. And that's above it. And that, my friends, is the Northern Lights of Christmas.
Easily the best synopsis we've ever had. Oh my gosh, what a movie. Oh my goodness. What?
Oh. I can't believe they didn't fly.
How do they not fly?
I can't believe it. In a movie about a pilot
flying and about reindeer. Mm-hmm. How did the reindeer get out?
Because reindeer can't fly. Because
Alex can't fix the fence, apparently.
And at one point, she's like, what was that? And she looks up in the sky.
Not the reindeer.
Not the reindeer.
A Gingerbread Romance, December 23rd, 2018.
Who are you?
My name's Brandon. I love Hallmark movies. My name's Panda. I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies. And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast,
y'all.
Small Town Christmas Live with Chris Palaha, December 24th, 2018.
First of all, and I want to make sure I'm clear on this. We tried a Kringle.
Kringle!
You cannot do that right now because I have to say that word no less than 10 times in this rant.
There's nothing you can do. It's the rules.
Don't do it. I can't see a single face out there, but look at my eyes. Don't do it. Okay? So we tried one of those pastries on Wednesday.
Pastry!
And we tried one straight from Wisconsin, Racine, Wisconsin, O&H Kringle Place.
Yeah.
And
I didn't see it coming.
The guy, Jonathan Parker, who is in his nice tweed suit, is going to kill us because we're going to go an hour and a half. I'm just like right now. So here's the deal. The Kringle was delicious. And it was so good that Chris told us that this movie was about Kringle Fest. And
there you go.
And here's the thing. They're in Wisconsin where Kringles... It's this guy. It's this guy. It's your dad.
That's my dad.
That's my dad. It's your father. Unbelievable.
It all makes sense now.
Brandon's dad. I just looked over and saw a silhouette and he goes, I'm his dad.
We spoke earlier, and you know how much I appreciate you guys and how proud I am of you and what you've accomplished. And what you're doing, I think, is a lot of fun. It's community building, and your hearts are in the right place, and you bring a lot of people joy and laughter. And I love, you can feel the love, even from Grumpy Dan. It comes through loud and clear, guys. So what you're doing is particularly, you know, just particularly today. Like, every generation needs a laugh, and you guys are providing it. It's awesome.
Thank you, Chris Palaha. Merry Christmas, Chris. Wow. And go see Chris Palaha.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Christmas for the books, December 27th, 2018.
On Christmas Day at their house, we have the best Asian food. It's wonderful. Yeah. Egg rolls, crab rings.
I'm a legend of this. I've had her egg rolls. They're crazy good.
King crab legs.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just it's stupid good. I just eat all day.
Hey,
it's so wonderful.
King crab legs.
Come on down to King Crab Legs and get yourself a whale of a deal.
I don't understand.
Whales are also in the ocean.
I got it, but it's just like kind of the same.
No, it's not great.
But I want to eat there now.
These crabs are royally delicious.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. Open up your text messages. Go to the fifth message. Do it right now. Go to the fifth message.
Okay.
And read the third, not the last message, but the third from the last message. And this is your horoscope for the next week.
She had an infected eye or something, and keeps making me look at it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Christmas. Please, thoughts and prayers for Panda's infected eye.
Christmas at Grand Valley, December 28th, 2018.
Hallmark is in a poker game with themselves over what can be the crappiest ice rink.
The ice rink is in bad shape. There is
leaves.
It has got a solid 3 inches of snow just on top. Like
early on, there was a movie, and now they're all running together where they skate. And I was like, it can't get anywhere. Oh, yeah, Christmas Everlasting. There's like trees and lights out on the ice. That thing is like
it's hazardous.
The South Trenton ice rink compared to the one. every time we go further, it's like these ice rinks get worse and worse. Sooner or later, it's just going to be a circle of ice. And everybody's just got ice skates on their fingers, and they're just doing triple Lutzes and axles. And it's the Finger Skate Olympics. And then they can go look up their fortune in a book. Finger book fortune.
Jingle Around the Clock, December 31st, 2018.
And so it was so fun and rewarding. Yeah, we want to do a lot more. We have some other things where these characters might go next, and then some other fun ideas. Like it's a great world to be a part of, you know?
Jingle Around the Clock 2, colon, the Christmas copy, maybe?
Even jinglier.
Even jinglier. The jingliest of all.
The jingliest of all.
It's just like, in a world.
Yep. Christmas bells are ringing, January 1st, 2019.
We're going to be getting emails, and I just see it. Like, Panda, what are you talking about?
Danny was adopted.
Danny was adopted, you
for the
doofus.
Love of him. Everything good and decent. Danny's adopted.
No one's getting a magazine in January with the Christmas spread. That movie, Panda.
Christmas made to order, January 2nd, 2019.
The very first one I have to point out is one of the scariest scenes in a movie we've watched this Hallmark year. Scary for me. Okay. Wow. She is on a ladder in high heel shoes.
Oh, that
is terrifying. I thought she was going to die.
Man.
It was terrifying
and
for me.
And he offered to help him. She said no at first.
Which, first of all, props to her, but that's a terrible idea. Yeah.
There's another movie we're recording tonight where three people go out for one person to get on the ladder and they get hurt.
Yes.
And this girl's in high heels in a ladder, totally
she's
fine.
She's just better than everyone else.
Yeah.
But she's also decorating at the same time. She's a terrible decorator. I want to toss that one out. That's a wait what for me in general.
It's almost like Hallmark makes sure whatever the protagonist's profession is that they're actually really bad
they're
at
bad
it.
They're bad at it. Like which is
it doesn't make any sense. It's like, I'm Winnie Cooper and I'm an artist.
No, you're not. You're terrible.
You're real bad.
When Calls the Heart, the greatest Christmas blessing, January 3rd, 2019.
Lori Loughlin's just great. She's fun.
I, for one, am glad Jack's dead. He was the worst. Surly. Just glad they killed him off.
I can't believe you're going with that.
So if all the Hardys are still with us.
Oh, my gosh.
This is really, really bad.
Winter Castle, February 4th, 2019.
A couple things about this that I thought were really interesting. Check in at 9 p.m. Check out. You have to check out before 9 a.m.
Why is that? What about that is cool?
Okay. It's 23 degrees to 27 degrees constantly in the hotel, and there's an entire rigmarole you have to do to even get into bed. It takes 30 minutes to actually get to bed, and if you have to use the bathroom, you have to go through the process all over again.
What's neat about the check-out time is actually terrible.
But I hear it's a great experience.
Just look, the checkout
time's earlier than your traditional hotel, and it's awesome.
And it's later to check in. You got to see the stars when you check in.
Everything about the hotel seems kind of miserable when you start thinking about
it.
Real quick. So going back to the nighttime thing.
It's a
30-minute process. What does that mean?
So basically you have to go – you can't get changing.
Like mummified?
Well, you kind of do. So what you end up having to do is they have a separate changing area where you have to go. And my understanding is they have lockers. You have to undress, put in Jimmy John's.
You know what? Have a Canadian Dry. Take the next few plays off.
Jimmy Jam's. You have to take it. I said Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's is a sub place.
Yeah, Jimmy Jam's.
Sponsor for the next set.
Yeah.
Jimmy Jam's.
You have to put on Jimmy Jam's, and then what you end up having to do is you have to, go to the other
hotel.
When
do you start your new job at the ice hotel? This is absurd.
I spend a lot of time researching it. All that to say, this movie's not good.
They don't know the male species at all. It is as bad as Hallmark movies are, at least whenever we watch one from 10 or 15 years ago, they're always women, they have to cook and clean. This movie is like the male equivalent of that. You know men, they don't communicate. They just grunt and fist bump and play darts. Have you ever met a man that couldn't resist a good dart game? What is going on? And then the dad does a bit about a husband satellite. None of these people have ever met a man, I don't think. It's absurd. Does she have feelings for him? Darts.
Canadian Dry.
I mean, just doesn't understand it.
North Pole, February 11th, 2019.
This is whether it's sweet, whether it's salty, it's a Snackers.
Yeah.
And that's why you go grab one at your nearest grocery store right now. And if you go to snackers.net and you type in the password Decky.
Decky.
D-E-C-K-I-E. Decky. Yep, you're going to get 10% off of an order of 100 Snackers or more. Now, once you get them, they go bad in about a week. So,
well, and but this is also we're pretty excited about this because we actually got in on the ground floor of the Snackers MLM multi-level marketing.
Yeah.
And so, if you sign up under us, dude, we have an opportunity for you. Because here's what's going to happen: you are going to get your welcome pack, and you're going to be able to sell Snackers to all of your friends, and then you can recruit them to get under you. And we make a boatload of cash.
Yeah, we do.
We will stop this podcast and just count our money.
All Snackers, all inside.
Get snacking.
What was the term? What was the phrase?
Whether it's sweet or salty, it's a Snackers. That's right.
Everyone talks in Christmas slogans in this movie.
They do.
And just, it's over the top.
They do.
It's just.
There's a lot of like Christmas puns in the movie.
Oh my gosh.
And then
gosh.
There's a lot of like, if such and such does X, then Y will happen. They do that bit a lot. And the Y is always like, they'll deck my halls or they'll ring me up by the Christmas tree or whatever.
Somebody
like,
says you are the deer's ears.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be reindeer?
That's Chelsea Bailey Madison. What's her name? I got it down here. It's Bailey Madison. Bailey Madison.
Yeah. Shouldn't it be the reindeer's ears?
Did you know
ears?
That Bailey Madison is in witchcraft? What is it?
Witchcraft? Witch. She's into Wicked witchcraft. Witch. She practices Wicked.
It's the good witch.
The good witch.
She also is a Wiccan based off of what we just heard from Dan.
Does she have like a cauldron? I'm confused. She's into witchcraft.
She's into witchcraft. She said to witch
sacrifice. Yeah,
I wrote
down
a bunch. She said, my ice is cracked. Snow MG, you're the deer's ear, Snow My Goodness, which I don't know why you expanded on Snow MG.
Why do you, it works or it doesn't. Why do you ever?
Yeah. Mm.
Like, what was the word instead of awesome? It's dazzy.
Yeah, I wrote that down too. Yeah.
Dazzy.
That's dazzy.
You know what's dazzy? Snackers.
Will you take any of these and use them in your life?
Absolutely not.
Love, Romance, and Chocolate, March 4th, 2019.
Guys,
spinoff.
We make a movie. It's called The Three Chocolatiers.
Okay. and we got to take down Max?
And we got to take down Max.
Okay. And he's more dastardly. Maybe he has an eye patch.
Yes.
I love it.
And we take it down with, are you ready for it? Three Musketeer candy bars.
But we don't say that because they're copyright.
Yeah, right. Correct.
We say we're the three chocolatiers and here's our candy bar.
To infinity.
You can stash anything on them cups.
All for one and one for all.
All for one and all for one chocolate. No. All for all and all for none.
No.
All for one and one for all.
You got it.
Okay.
Nailed it.
The Mistletoe Promise, March 11th, 2019. Oh, before we do got to talk about our sponsor.
It is
this brand new company, if you can believe it, and it's called Ducks Incorporated.
No, not Ducks Incorporated. You go to Ducks Incorporated, you're going to find a whole slew of bad products.
You don't want
to
go there. Yep.
No. Ducks Corporated.
Yeah. Ducks Co.
Ducks Co.
Yeah, and they basically just sell ducks and you can do what you want with them.
And they sell them at any age. Like most people like to get the chicks, but others... You want a full mallard. That's right. You want a mallard?
Full mallard.
Big quacking mallard?
Yep.
You go to Ducks Co.
That's exactly right. So you go to ducksco.co.com.
Ducks Co. And you show the word is dot, D-O-T. Yeah. So it's D-U-C-K-S-C-O-D-O-T-C-O.com. Ducksco.co.com.
That's exactly right.
And you type in Decky.
Yes, you type in Decky, and they will send you a random duck. And you can keep us updated on the ducks, and we'll start a website where we kind of give people updates on the ducks, and it's going to be really fun. I'll go because I'm picky bicky backing.
Say that one more time.
We're
going to
try that one more time. Picky bicky backing. That's duckscode.co.com.
We'll fix it in post. I'm gonna go now because I'm gonna picky ack it. So here's I like the decorating scene.
Andrew Walker returns March 18th, 2019.
You sent me juice. I loved it. You sent Panda juice.
Loved it.
You love it. Dan, what did you think of the juice?
Now here's the thing is here's the thing, Andrew, is I never got any juice. And I just was under the assumption that the guy that despises the movies just got left out of the juice train.
No juice for you.
And I was just like, man, Andrew Walker seemed like a nice guy, but he really, man.
I don't know how it works, Dan.
True story. I didn't get any juice, Andrew, but I've heard it's delightful.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, Dan, you probably won't get any juice, man. You got to start coming around.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Crossword Mystery, A Puzzle to Die For, April 1st, 2019.
Can I ask you a crossword?
Please, go for it.
Yeah. This type of Graham happens with sweetness.
This type of Graham?
Graham.
Is it a golden Graham?
Nope.
Is it a Teddy Graham?
No.
I know it.
What?
A Graham cracker.
No, it's a candy Graham.
I thought you meant Graham. Not you. Graham is one syllable.
Graham.
You would be terrible because that sounded like a Jeopardy question.
It's a candy Graham. What?
Candy Graham.
The candy Graham's can, because so you're anyway, buying it for
I,
some quarters.
I did find.
Graham good. Brennan Elliott, April 8th, 2019.
I remember the very, very first day we filmed, and Mariah Carey has her own world. I mean, she's a lovely, lovely lady. I remember the first day I got on there, and I just finished working with Lacey, and I thought, oh, this is the second one. Okay, I'll work with Lacey. I think this is great. Let's go do it. And we're in Cincinnati, and I remember we get on set, and Mariah Carey wasn't there. We knew she was coming in on a plane or a private jet. She was doing music with Justin Bieber or something, some crazy thing outside of my consciousness.
As classic Biebs.
You know, classic Biebs. And I thought, okay. And I remember the very first day of shooting, we had one of our producers who's, you know, obviously not a director or an actor. He's, you know, might even been one of the financial liaisons between the network. He goes, all right, so if we establish, we got to block the scene, guys. We can't wait for her. She'll be here. Let's block the scene and get something in the can. I said, absolutely. And he goes, have we established this chair? And everybody looks at him like, because I guess we're sitting on chairs at a table or something. And I just looked and I went, wow. Okay. This is going to be different. And it was a lot of fun, but that's the great thing about Hallmark movies is that every movie is just a different experience. It's not like some shows, you know, what you're going to get into. It's in a good way. And I actually really enjoy the excitement of something different all the time. So yeah.
Christmas Under Wraps, April 15th, 2019.
He has to be Santa, because if he's not, then we have another case of Hallmark introducing a reindeer who you think is going to fly, but at the end of the day, it doesn't fly.
Can I point out that both of the movies were in Alaska? Isn't that fun? Northern Lights of Christmas.
I love that. Northern Lights of Christmas.
And somehow the green screen for the Aurora Borealis got no better.
You had the opportunity to make the reindeer fly.
I will say
the
science and the advancement, technological advancements for making good green screens of the Northern Lights.
Just
not
hasn't advanced.
It's not advanced in 4 years.
Hasn't done it.
It's hard.
Wow, it's tough.
Morning Show Mystery, Countdown to Murder, May 13th, 2019.
Three-time NBA champion Rick Fox is there because I guess he's a detective now that he's retired from playing ball. Rick Fox, three-time NBA champion, shows up. Because it's like, remember when I won three NBA championships? Simpler times. Movie ends with Billy and Rick Fox kissing. He shoots, he scores. I love my friend. It's time for the part of the show where we share our feels. For me, it's ducks. No, I'm kidding. For me, it's three-time NBA champion Rick Fox. My only what the Hallmark is Rick Fox. Yeah. In my mind, in my world, the Rick Fox in this movie is three-time NBA champion Rick Fox. I don't even know his character name.
That's right.
He's in my Rick mind, Fox. He is Rick Fox. So, Rick, I would love to know, after you hung up your Nikes and you put down the ball for the last time.
How'd you get to Hallmark?
How'd you become a detective?
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. I like that.
A Very Merry Mix-Up, May 27th, 2019.
How did Alan...
It's a spider. Look. Look. He's right here. He's climbing up his web. Look. You're missing it. Dude, it's right there.
Oh, you see, he's climbing his web.
Man, there should be some music.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
And the spider keeps running. I can't believe this is going to make the final cut. It is. You're not going to edit this out?
No, why would I? It's a spider.
Man. All right. Feel good.
Live in the studio.
You are looking live.
Sailing into Love, June 3rd, 2019.
And you said you like the scenery. What in blue blazes are you talking about?
Well, that brings us to the All the Feels segment where I share about my feels. And I'll tell you the one feel I got was the fact that they apparently bought a drone. Really great boat shots. Very nice boat
with
shots.
The boat sailing on some man-made lake somewhere?
Stop it. Stop it.
It's not the ocean.
Well, it doesn't matter what it is.
Just tell me where they are.
Okay,
In the Blue Island.
There's no blue in the entire movie.
The north, they're in the northeast. They're clearly in the northeast region, like off Maine.
Off Maine.
Off Maine in the ocean?
Yeah. Off Maine.
In one of the Great Lakes in Maine.
It's an ocean. That's not an ocean.
There's not a single tide or wave in the film. There's not even a beach. It's just a lake.
I've had it. All I have to say is I really like the drone shots.
You didn't even think about it. You thought they were on the ocean. They're not.
I didn't think they were on the ocean.
That's the thing.
I was convinced they were on the ocean.
Here's the thing is, Pandolf and the people that make the movie, I believe, wrote it for them to be on the ocean. And they're on some dock at a lake somewhere.
What are your feels, Panda?
Is it the scenery still?
Guys,
you're going to Blue Island.
My world just got rocked. There's not a lot of times on this podcast where it's just like, I feel like I'm a Shyamalan on this. You're right. There's not a wave.
There's not a one to be found.
Holy smokes.
It's not choppy at all. Smooth sailing. Literally smooth sailing.
Guys, they might have been on a lake.
Yeah, or a pond. Or maybe just they found some joker in Toronto who had like a, you know.
I feel had.
Yeah.
I've been Shazammed.
Yeah.
Shazammed. Wedding at Graceland, June 17th, 2019. You did hear us allude to this, and man, am I excited about it, because Danny Glover makes gloves. He's knit some gloves.
But
he
doesn't knit them.
He's not.
Too old for
that's the exactly, that's exactly right. So he has gotten his good friend Ronald and Jay Cornwall. And they are his good friends.
They're the knit boys.
And that was actually a band that they were in. And he found them and said, "Hey, would you mind also knitting for me?" And they were like, "We've never done that."
But they learned,
and they're actually really good.
These are hand stitched.
They're hand stitched
gloves.
What Danny does do is he autographs the tag of each one.
That's right. Very tiny autographs.
Very tiny autographs.
You can see it if you look closely.
Yeah. So if you go to,
they breathe, which is nice.
Oh yeah, very breathable.
If you go to Danny'sGloves.com/Decky Decky.
Danny'sGloves.com/Decky Decky. You're going to get 10% off your first order.
Your first order
of 20 or more.
Of 20 or more gloves.
Wow. Now that's individual single gloves. Some people
that is actually the interesting thing they do. They sell one at a time.
Are they going to be mismatched when you get them? Maybe.
Yeah, that's part of the charm.
That's part of the charm.
Their customer service isn't where it needs to be right now.
Yeah.
I got one size too small, one size too big.
That's right.
And I don't want to be the downer, guys, but in July, we're going to have some real ads, and I'm sorry.
People are going to be like, "We're not signing up for those guys."
That's right.
Smile sponsors are going to be like, "Why don't we gain return on investment?"
Smile Direct Club, doubt it.
Where are the Al's O's at? That's what I want to know.
Squarespace sounds fake.
You know, to rent out the roof of the Peabody is actually free, if you can believe it.
What?
Yeah, and they will do the full table service and everything.
And it's free?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I was just kidding. Guys, it's not free. Of course it's not free.
You said it so like...
You delivered that line. Wow. You're a better actor than anyone in this movie.
That's, I'll take it.
Have you guys ever seen that meme that's the husky dog that tells a joke and the dog's mouth is open wide like, "Hey, I just told a joke." Yeah. That's Kelly Pickler delivering every line. Like, it's just like she just tells a line and is waiting for a feedback and response. It's
just
so bad.
Just wanted to clear, you just called Kelly Pickler a husky dog?
Ooh.
Backtrack. Ooh. Backtrack.
I'm just saying she's like a meme.
Yeah. There you go. Mm. There you go. There you go.
Yeah. That's probably going to get cut in post production.
Yeah, we got a great editor.
It's not, we're running out of time.
Christopher Palaha and Robin Thomas, June 21st, 2019.
Chris, I love Chris. He's incredible. He's like a son to me.
Wow. I mean, you look old. You look like you'd just be his brother, though, if we're being honest, right? You and Chris.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. Hey, flattery gets you nowhere here because smoke and mirrors. Now, come on.
Well, look, you were in Pacific Rim. You were in Pacific Rim. He's not in Wonder Woman until next year. So give it to him while you can, Robin.
Yeah. How about that? How about that? Right. He's going to kill it. He's going to kill it. Yeah.
How embarrassing is it going to be when we all go see the movie and he was cut?
They'll find a way to use that in a Hallmark movie.
Yeah,
that's what they'll do.
Yeah, they will. They will. You know, it's kind of hilarious because I'm on the phone here talking to you guys while we're actually rolling here, and it'll be interesting for you guys to see if this actually makes it in the film, because they might like cut it out. You know what I'm saying? But thankfully, I'm in the background, so you know it's right now. I'm never in the background. I'm told that I'm never in the background.
He said, you're on the phone in the background of the shot?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Go up and grab your ear and then look at the camera and wink.
Maybe just hold up one finger, like hold on one second.
Yeah, hold on one second.
And then we'll know you're really waving to us.
I just yanked my ear.
One of these shots has to make it, right? Like, they don't throw away that much.
I just touched my ear again.
Someone's going to be watching this. He has an ear infection.
Single Santa Seeks Mrs. Claus, June 24th, 2019.
I think you maybe mentioned it earlier, but the way that Steve Guttenberg acts towards children and some of the things that he says, like, sound...
Yeah.
Very, like,
yeah, if you just look
dirty.
At the script, it's pretty bad. we wrote down a few of his lines. One is, little girls do much better when they're relaxed.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No. Yeah. That's not okay.
Seven is a great age. Ugh. It's weird coming to him. And then he says, at one point, I never met a child I didn't like. I know he's Santa, but he's not... He doesn't know he's Santa when he's saying these things, so it's pretty creepy.
There are way more context when those are inappropriate than they are appropriate. Yeah. That's right.
And that's the first year, everybody.
Wow. Made it all the way through.
So many good moments. Thank you guys for listening. If you've been with us since the beginning, the real OG.
Can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much. We're going to be back next. We'll be back next Tuesday with a new movie. And then next Thursday for another best of episode going through the last year of our podcast, year number two.
Year two.
We can't wait. Until next time, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Friendly TV and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina at the Bramble Jam Podcast Network Studios. It's produced by Brandon Gray. You can find out more information at deckthehallmark.com.